11 members or associates of the anti-government Oath Keepers militia group, including its founder and leader, Stuart Rhodes, were also indicted back in January on seditious conspiracy charges. The new indictments come just days before a special congressional committee will begin hearings on the January 6th insurrection. AP correspondent Rita Foley says the public has been told to expect major revelations.
A special House committee opens hearings this week on the insurrection and former President Donald Trump's part in it. Beginning in prime time on Thursday, the committee is setting out to establish the historical record of the event, trying to get to the bottom of the attack that day in 2021 by Trump supporters. One aim? To establish whether then-President Trump's acts were criminal and whether that might mean the prosecution of an ex-president. Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat on the committee, said in April, the hearings will tell a story that will really blow the roof off the house. I'm Rita Foley.
In the U.S. state of New York, residents under the age of 21 are now prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles under legislation signed into law Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul. New York is one of the first states in the U.S. to enact major gun control initiatives following a wave of deadly mass shootings, including 10 people who were killed at a grocery store in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York on May 14th. Governor Hochul says the legislation shows New York State intends to lead the nation in protecting its citizens against gun violence.
When we see loopholes, we close them. When we see laws that need to be strengthened, we strengthen them. And if anyone tries to evade our laws, we stop them. Because this is a moment of reckoning for us as New Yorkers and as Americans.
The governor also signed a measure that revises the state's red flag law, which allows courts to temporarily take away guns from people who might be a threat to themselves or others. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.